Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Southwest Airlines has been responsible for the bulk of flight cancellations and delays again Tuesday, and more are expected today. Southwest accounted for 2,900 cancellations on Tuesday, with an estimated 2,500 to be grounded today. For now, the United States Supreme Court is keeping in place a President Trump-era public health rule stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic, which has been used to expedite deportations at the southern border. San Diego-based attorney Esther Valdez-Clayton says there needs to be a resolution, as the Supreme Court of the United States is expected to make a final ruling on Title 42 in February.
Either we want an economic solution to immigration or we want to fix our broken asylum laws. And both can happen and remain compassionate and humanitarian.
The Food and Drug Administration is deciding whether legal cannabis is safe in food or supplements, and plans to make recommendations on how to regulate cannabis-derived products in the coming months. FDA Principal Deputy Commissioner Janet Woodcock said, given what we know about the safety of CBD so far, it raises concerns for FDA about whether these existing regulatory pathways for food and dietary supplements are appropriate for this substance. End quote. President Trump's tax records are on the move.
The House Ways and Means Committee reportedly plans to release a redacted version of the past 6 years of Donald Trump's tax returns this Friday. The panel voted last week to release the tax documents. House Democrats got the records as part of an investigation into whether the IRS audit of the former president was conducted properly. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Three people have died after they fell through the ice on a lake in central Arizona. The three were walking on Woods Canyon Lake. It's about 30 miles from the city of Payson when they fell through. The victims have been identified as residents from Chandler, Arizona, originally from India. This is USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake has appealed a ruling by an Arizona judge that dismissed her lawsuit challenging the results of her election loss to Democrat Katie Hobbs in November. Lake filed the appeal Tuesday afternoon in Superior Court of Arizona in Maricopa County. More troubles for U.S. Representative-elect George Santos. He's the New York Republican who this week acknowledged lying about his education and employment history while running for Congress. He faced another onslaught on Tuesday over his claims of Jewish heritage. The Republican Jewish Coalition said Santos would not be welcome at the group's future events after misleading its members about his ties to their faith. Social media company TikTok is all about fun and games until you actually read their privacy statement.
The House administrative officer said the app is considered a high risk due to a number of security issues and told lawmakers and staff Tuesday the app must be deleted. The rule comes as a growing number of state governments have banned TikTok over concerns the Chinese government could use the app to track Americans and censor content. I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden spending roughly 40% of his time in the White House on vacations. Biden is enjoying fun in the sun in St. Croix today as the border crisis rages on. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem calls out the president.
Greg Abbott is doing what he needs to do down there, spending billions of dollars a year to secure the border because of the failure of the Biden administration.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Tammy Hudson-Pillar. Yes, the pastor, certified Christian life coach, mentor, author, and speaker, and one of my good friends in California. Whenever I come to California, even if I just get to hear her voice, it's a joy. But every once in a while, we do have a chance to run into one another, right?
Well, we do, Bill, and thank you for having me. It's always a privilege to be on your show. And less people would worry about us in California. God still is here. And
yes.
He's still moving in California.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you could tell even with the midterm elections, again, to the point, I mean, people were looking for a red wave. You know, I was hoping for an American wave. Regardless,
right.
though, California turned some seats there. So quite telling in some of these, you know, very liberal states like New York as well. I mean, they don't want to admit it. But, you know, people's consciousness are awakening. And I believe the timing of your new book is quite fitting because people realize that we're at the end of ourselves, and when we're at the end of ourselves, that's when God can work and do incredible things, right, Tammy?
Well, you know, Bill, absolutely. And in my new book, Fasting for Miracles, I walk you through key passages in the Bible where God did perform miracles. And to your point, it isn't until we come to a crisis point in our life mm-hmm. that we even look for or expect a miracle.
Right.
We are so self-sufficient today, and especially in America, we have so many resources at our fingertips that we literally don't look to God often for miracles. But I believe we need a miracle in America. I believe that we need a revival in America. And that's really why I wrote this book, Fasting for Miracles, because I believe there's something when Jesus said, some things only happen by prayer and fasting.
Exactly.
There's a combination of those two disciplines that I believe bring forth miracles.
Is there anything wrong in asking God for a miracle, Tammy?
You know what? It's interesting because there are people today, Bill, that believe that miracles have ceased.
Yes.
Maybe it's your local church. If you're listening to me right now, maybe your pastors are sensationalists and say that miracles ceased with Jesus. But I would beg to differ. You know, to me, when I come to God with a prayer request and I am so broken beyond any remedy, only God can come through with that prayer request.
Right.
Is that not a miracle? If my husband is struggling with cancer, my child is wayward, I financially can't make ends meet, and I turn to God and say to the God of the universe that has all resources, only you can provide, is that not a miracle?
Every day, you know, we see hundreds of thousands of babies born.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a miracle? You know, and when you pause and you consider even the hand, the fingers of that little child. Tammy, I'm in awe. I'm in awe to think that God created something so incredible. And this is what disturbs me sometimes when people are so casual about Almighty God and His creation. And for those that don't believe, it makes me sad to think that they're missing out on the Creator. And here we are in this Christmas season especially, and we've been talking a lot about the Advent season here as we lead into Christmas and why, you know, where our hope comes from, our faith, our love. You know, here's God Almighty. He's got all that. He like he needs us, right? And he loves us so much. It's not even a need, but he loves us so much that he decided, hey, I've got the best sacrifice in order to square things up with my creation. I'm sending my son to die for everyone's sin, to bring them back to me. In my human brain, Tammy, I can't get my mind around this, about the kind of love that our Father has for us, that he would do such a thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Bill, in my book, Fasting for Miracles, I walk you through 21 miracles in the Bible. So it's a 21-day fast, and I really want to lead our nation and our churches through this fast. Mm-hmm. But to your point on creation, that's the first miracle that I address on day one, is a miracle of creation. Yeah. Because by God's word, he spoke everything from nothing.
Right.
There was nothing, but by the power of his spoken word, everything came into being. And you know, Bill, the beautiful thing is he created us. He created us in his image to be creative. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to be creative.
Right.
And every person listening right now has a gift. They have an ability, they have an idea, they have a passion, they have a resource. And the very creativity that God put in humanity was a gift for us to be creative. There is not an invention that has come forth in society or humanity that did not come from the breath of God in mankind to be creative. So yes, God created us in his image.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful, like you said, Jesus came in the form of a man to forgive our sins at Christmas, to redeem us and give us the gift of life and eternity. And it is the greatest gift. So yes, miracles exist. They exist all around us. Matter of fact, there's over 150 miracles in the Bible, miracle stories.
Right.
And God wants to perform miracles, the manifestations of miracles. But Bill, I believe that we have not practiced these two disciplines in our
right.
local churches, in our congregations, right. in our society, and that is prayer and fasting.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, we're so self-sufficient that we don't, many of us even know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the disciples, you know, in Luke, they came and they said, Jesus, teach us to pray.
Right.
So I think prayer and fasting, and that's why I'm so passionate about this book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it on Amazon. It was just released. But I want to teach people how to take these two disciplines of prayer and fasting and see the manifestation of miracles in your homes, your churches, your hearts, and even in our country.
Tammy, I think the timing of your book is such that as we're starting to see Jonathan Cahn's book, you know, The Rising of the Gods,
yes.
The Rebirthing of the Gods is coming out, and we can see it. You know, our eyes are open to see that we're heading into some dangerous waters. And Jesus was very specific, you know, when the apostles could not cast out certain demons. He says, you know, wait a minute, how come we can't do that? He says, but mm-hmm. for, you know, but for prayer and fasting, right?
Right.
They go hand in hand.
You know, yep, it's a beautiful passage, and mm-hmm. I've just done so much research on it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But when that father came with that paralytic son, and the disciples could not cast the demon out. And they did say to Jesus, you know, why could we not? And here were the two things he said. He said, because of your unbelief and because you are a perverse generation. And that word perverse simply means worldly. You are a worldly generation and you don't have faith. And then he went on and he said, but, so that was the problem, right? No faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a perverse mind. The solution is, but by prayer and fasting. So Jesus is always so gracious, Paul, Bill, that when he gives us our problem, he gives us the
exactly.
solution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have to go. We are a perverse generation right now. We are
right.
an unbelieving generation. And we just have to activate our faith
mm-hmm.
through prayer and fasting.
Exactly. Because, you know, the prayer that you hear from time to time is, Lord, you know, give me faith, increase my faith,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, and so if that should be our true calling right now. I mean, with all that we're dealing with in this culture, you're talking about this perverse, you know, culture and generation which we live in. I mean, we got Dairy Queen, I'm sorry, Drag Queen Story Hour going on. We've
right.
got all these generation options. You've got hospitals, you know, cutting up our children. you know, for the sake of money, and thinking that if they remove body parts, that somehow that's going to alter them. But it's like, wait a minute, you have no idea and understanding who God Almighty is, that everything goes down to the nano aspect of one cell, and you can't even touch that. So what you may be doing on the exterior, you can't do on the interior, because that is God's sanctified private property, isn't it? In many ways.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Tammy Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The world's population recently reached 8 billion people. And while some are concerned about the status of global resources in space, we at the Tide Ministry are focused on how to share the gospel with the growing number of people being born into cultures and regions where Jesus is not known. As the population rises, so does the need for the body of Christ to be salt and light in a lost and increasingly dark world. For over 75 years, the Tide Ministry has worked through evangelistic radio broadcasts to share the love of Christ and make disciples among those who don't yet know Him. Our vision is to continue expanding our outreach among unreached people groups and see more lives changed by God's grace and mercy. To learn how you can pray for and encourage gospel proclamation among the huge number of people who have yet to hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back, America. at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with pastor, speaker, life coach, Tammy Hotzenpiller, her new book, Fasting for Miracles. And we were just saying the timing of this. The other thing, too, Tammy, that echoes, it really echoes in my mind constantly, was when Jesus was talking about miracles and all the great things he did. You know, he told the apostles, which he told us, that, look it, you're going to do even greater things than I have done because I am side by side with the Father. I'm cheering you on, basically, is what he's saying, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing you made mention before we went to the break. When we talked about belief, and here's the thing I like to teach, Bill, is a lot of us believe, but we don't expect. So we might believe and say, yes, God can perform a miracle. Maybe he will, maybe in somebody else. But if you don't move from belief to expecting, you'll never see your miracle. Because remember when the man came, as you mentioned, and he said to Jesus, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
Right.
There are times and seasons, Bill, that we do have faith and we believe. That father knew only Jesus could perform that miracle at that
exactly.
moment, his son.
Right.
So, yes, I believe. But, Lord, will you help me at times in my unbelief? So, hey, we are human. We are going to waver in our faith. Faith is an exercise, and it has to be, you know, it's a discipline that has to be exercised. It's difficult.
Yes.
But we have to literally expect, and that's really where faith comes in.
Yes.
Right now, I'm expecting miracles. I'm expecting a revival in California. You know me, Bill, and I'm an avid prayer walker.
Yes.
Every day I prayer walk.
Yeah.
And I literally am praying down from heaven a revival on the soil of California. I am not hoping so. I am not believing so. I am expecting so.
Mm-hmm.
And when we move our faith from step to step to step, from saying it, decreeing it, believing it, to expecting it,
yes.
I believe God honors our faith, and I believe we're going to see that wave of revival. We've seen it in California before. There is good seed on good soil in California, and I'm believing God, and that's really what I mean. People have to expect it. And that means they're looking for it. They're actively looking for revival.
And I would also, Tammy, encourage those that have received miracles to share them, speak them out. I mean, sometimes you can't contain it and you share it. But sometimes, you know, these miracles that occur that seem so insignificant, but they are God's hand upon your life. They are an answer to prayer. And, you know, sometimes people are reticent to, you know, not share what God has done for whatever reason. And I think this is also contributing to why the church has been stifled. And why it's lacking in its belief of miracles when miracles abound right in front of them. You know, it's like Danny Gokey's song, you just haven't seen it yet. You know, we need to pray that the eyes of believers be opened up to see, you know, the minute by minute, I mean literally minute by minute miracles that God is doing in our lives every day, right?
Well, you know, it's so cool. I love this, Bill. The definition of miracle is an extraordinary event manifested by divine intervention, an extraordinary event. So it's something you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
It's an event that you have. I have this event. I have a child that's wayward, a husband with cancer, financial need. It's an extraordinary event manifested by divine intervention. And, you know, if you can do it, then it's not a miracle. It's only a miracle if God can do it. And to your point, listen, we have watched this pandemic. We have watched over the last 2 years the enemy come in and try to silence us and stifle us. And, you know, Bill, I think I made mention to you last time I spoke to you about when the Lord gave me that vision at the beginning of the pandemic and how the enemy was shooting arrows at fear and dissension and confusion on our globe and on humanity. And those arrows, we have to fight against those arrows. Those are demonic arrows that the enemy is shooting at humanity. Fear, dissension, and confusion. And if we don't have a clean mind and a clear mind, we're only going to see what the enemy's doing and not what God is doing.
Exactly.
You know, so for me as a life coach, look, I'm going to always take the positive road. I'm going to believe God is moving. I'm going to believe he is acting. And, of course, you have my husband often on your show, and, you know, he has American faith.
Yes.
So I'm always bombarded with what's happening in the natural realm through stories and
exactly.
news articles. But I just have to tell you, I have to see in the supernatural realm. I have to see what God's doing, not what man is doing, not what the enemy is doing. We have to call forth miracles that are coming from heaven.
Amen. Yeah, and after all, I mean, in terms of these fiery darts that the evil one is sending upon us, oh yeah, that's right. We got the full armor of God, the shield of faith that's able to quench those fiery darts, right? But if you don't utilize the weapons of our warfare, you're going to be victimized. And it's your own fault because you've read it in the Bible how many times? Ephesians 6, come on. Let's get on with this and get serious and intentional about this. And, I mean, this is a 21 devotional that, the response, I understand, Tammy, is just awesome. We're going to link it on our website and feature it as well, because I want our audience and everybody that's connected with this radio show to join with you and all the other believers across the country being intentional. I mean, expecting miracles, whatever they may be. It's God's kingdom, his will to be done, right?
Well, you know, Bill, I will say this, that it really is a beautiful 21-day journey on fasting. So every morning I meet you via video. I'm going to be your fasting coach. Mm. So all of those videos are on my website, and I will coach you for 21 days. We'll stand strong together. You'll learn about 21 miracles in the Bible and 21 fasting passages. I have discussion questions and journal entries and then a closing prayer. So literally it'll take you about 15 minutes in the morning to process through it. But if you need a miracle and you need a breakthrough, I'm going to ask you to join me starting January 21st for 21 days. So it's 1-21 for 21 days. And literally, we're going to believe God for breakthrough. We're going to believe God for miracles in our churches, in our homes, in our country. God wants to manifest miracles. We all need miracles in our life.
Amen. Tammy, you know, for those of us who may have a similar schedule like mine, you know, and traveling different time zones and that, I take it these sessions will be recorded so we can watch them at a different time as opposed to your live time that you're going to be doing each morning. Please go ahead.
Right. They will be on my site. That's TammyHopkinsHeller.com or on the Charisma podcast network or the Charisma website. So they're morning devotionals, and they're actually going to be pre-recorded, so you can watch them at any time. You lost a day, you're a day ahead. But the idea is just for accountability, Bill, because we all need accountability. Mm-hmm. And 21 days of fasting is difficult because it's a spiritual activity. It's a spiritual discipline. It's different than intermittent fasting that we do for physical reasons, which, believe me, I believe fasting is to be done. I believe we're supposed to fast both physically, but also spiritually. When you're on a spiritual fast, you're contending with principalities and powers. You're believing God for a breakthrough. So you literally are spiritually asking God for a miracle in your life. So, yes, all of these videos will be resources that you will be able to access at any time during your fast.
And I want to link them on our site. Will I be able to do that as well?
Oh, yes. I will get those to you. Absolutely.
Please, yes, because I want to make sure they're linked there as well, because we're committed to this, Tammy. I want you to know that we're going to partner in every way possible to support this on behalf of believers, because I believe this is something that God has called you to do. It is timely. I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes things happen that we don't know why, but God has an appointed time, and I believe this book and Fasting for Miracles, what this is all about, is very timely, that it leads to, you know, initially, you know, first of all, we got to repent. From repentance comes revival. We've got to reconcile ourselves with how we've missed the mark, you know, with God. God's just like he did with the children of Israel. He's laid out a case for us and said, okay, this is what I have against you. And do we have ears to hear what God has against us, that we would fall on our faces and repent? And then after that happens, Lord have mercy, get ready. I mean, the gates of hell are going to get bombarded. I'm telling you, right?
Well, you know, Bill, in every single one of these fasting passages, people will begin to say, oh my goodness, again, because it's the same story throughout the whole Bible.
Yeah.
Israel turned their back on God. They became self-sufficient. They used their wealth, their pride, their ability, and God just kept trying to woo them back, trying to woo them back, trying to woo them back, but they were stubborn, just as we are today.
Yeah.
And it isn't until we get to the end of all of our resources and we find that we have nothing. We have nothing. Then we turn to God.
Tammy, as always, God bless. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Colfer Code founding partner IBM and its creator David Clark Cause have named GardenMate as winner of the 2022 Global Challenge. Colfer Code invites developers across the globe to use cutting-edge technologies like IBM's artificial intelligence portfolio and IBM Cloud to create solutions to help solve the world's biggest problems. The GardenMate app utilizes IBM Watson technology and connects gardeners with excess produce to people in need. The team will receive $200,000 as well as assistance from the Linux Foundation to open source their application and support to deploy their solution from IBM ecosystem partners. Kate Woolley, GM, IBM Ecosystems.
Since 2018, IBM and Call for Code have empowered developers to take on the challenge of tackling the world's biggest problems, such as food scarcity and climate change. This year's competition demonstrates the impact developers can have to help affect change and create a better future through the use of technologies such as hybrid cloud and AI.
To learn more, visit callforcode.org.
USA News Update. Southwest Airlines has been responsible for a bulk of flight cancellations and delays again Tuesday, and more are expected today. Southwest accounted for 2,900 cancellations on Tuesday, with an estimated 2,500 to be grounded today. For now, the United States Supreme Court is keeping in place a President Trump-era public health rule stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic, which has been used to expedite deportations at the southern border. San Diego-based immigration attorney Esther Valdez-Clayton says there needs to be a resolution, as the Supreme Court is expected to make a final ruling on Title 42 in February.
Either we want an economic solution to immigration or we want to fix our broken asylum laws. And both can happen and remain compassionate and humanitarian.
College football is underway in the USA. There will be a total of 4 games today. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's great to have Mark Morano with us. He had gave us a little early heads up that his book was going to be coming out, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown, and here he is to tell us the whole truth and nothing but. Mark, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here, Bill. Thank you so much.
Well, your book is the antidote, as you say, to the left's senator's sinister push to use a worldwide crisis to infuse our lives with the values of colossal statism, dystopian self-hatred, all accelerated by the duplicitous manipulation of this recent pandemic. So break it down for us.
Well, what's happened here essentially is there have been forces at play, even for 100 years, at least going to Woodrow Wilson, 1913, his administration, the idea of rule by experts, by unelected bureaucrats, that the general public wasn't smart enough or talented enough or focused enough to run their lives, and we need to feed huge aspects of our life to these credentialed experts who would decide, make decisions for us, and plan our lives. You know, that is a battle of the state back and forth, but 9/11 comes along, and then you have the terrorism emergency declaration, which gives us the Patriot Act, which gives us sort of a surveillance state, biosecurity surveillance state. COVID came along, and that was the whole enchilada, because it essentially gave the once free West Chinese one-party rule, where you could have mayors, governors, presidents, anyone in executive position just declare no weddings, funerals, barbecues, mask mandates, no need for any kind of legislator, democracy, parliaments, town halls, and House of Representatives. So instead, what's happened is they want to keep this party going of emergency rule, one party rule. So the World Economic Forum in June of 2020, which is the title of my book, Great Reset, announced it now as a narrow, rare window of opportunity in which to reset the planet, reset global capitalism, and essentially give us this sort of expert control over every aspect of our life. And a reset would mean the U.S. is no longer the superpower. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. You'll have no privacy. Life will never, you'll never be happier. And that's what we're living under. It's essentially an effort to keep the COVID lockdowns going as long as possible and damage our old economy as much as possible so that we rely more and more upon government and these experts.
And since 1913, we have so much evidence, Mark, that these so-called experts are doing such an outstanding job in running our country that we can be at peace over this new great reset that Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum has announced for us, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If you look at the history of the 20th century, it was, you know, in terms of totalitarian regimes and fighting against them. But the irony of this is, and I delve into this, you know, you have so many of our Western leaders now praising China's one-party rule. Well, back in the 1930s, I have a quote. I have Stuart, his name is Stuart Chase. He was a kitchen cabinet advisor to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1932 book. He was extolling the virtues of a planned central economy. It sounds like the Great Reset it planned in 1932. His final line that I quote in the book is, why should Russia have all the fun remaking the planet? And today you could update that to today's modern leaders, or why should China have all the fun, you know, remaking society? And that's what we're finding. Back, if you remember the NAFTA debates of the 90s, the free trade, it was always kind of like, hey, if we do this and China gets more economic growth, then China will liberalize and they'll become more like us. Well, what happened was China stole all of our jobs, gutted our industrial base, and guess what? We're becoming more like China with the social credit system, with ESG. So that I deal with in the book. It's the Chinification of America.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that, you know, like, as you said, we've heard it from the mouths of Western leader, whether it's Justin Trudeau. In 2016 announced that, you know, that in his opinion, that China had the best form of government running. Nancy Pelosi has suggested as much here recently, and other leaders within our government, the same thing, have been looking to China as the standard bearer of, you know, the new government on the horizon. And I'm just, you know, I'm wondering, you know, if the American people are, you know, if they're growing in awareness of this pernicious movement and this acceptance and the sellout of the American dream by our, you know, supposed elected brain trust that knows so much, right?
Well, people weren't really in tune until COVID hit. And then, of course, most people went along with COVID. And I liken this to climate change. If you go back to the 80s, not much change in people's fear of climate change. And they just realized climate was never going to move the needle, if you will, for totalitarian big government central planners. So a virus comes along and it cuts across party line, ideology, age groups. It scared everyone. And they did the same model. They did the same thing. They had Neil Ferguson in the UK, the virus modeler, come out and say, 20 million dead unless we do, drum roll please, exactly what China does. Oh my gosh, we need to lock down and nail people in their homes and shut down society and empower big pharma and bureaucrats. And that's how this happened. So I think people have been red-pilled, so much so that I have an entire chapter devoted to liberals who literally are like shocked at Naomi Wolf, former Clinton Gore advisor, who says, I never would have voted for Biden if I realized he was going to impose COVID tyranny. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Hollywood actor Russell Brand, who was previously a socialist, is now like railing against the Great Reset, COVID restrictions. Bill Maher sounds like a freedom fighter against, you know, the COVID lockdowns and the Great Reset. Then I go to Glenn Greenwald, all these progressives and liberals who converted. It's been eye-opening, and I think the average American seeing critical race theory at the school board level, and the transgender agenda and the COVID theater with the masking of their children and vax mandates. They showed up at these school board meetings. This has been part of the great reject. This is our way out. We have to awaken that great giant. Everyone's been red-pilled now. We can no longer believe all these institutions, have our best interests at heart at this point.
They really have lost credibility. I mean, Neil Ferguson, I am shocked. I've got to tell you, decades later, that we still even hear his name, Mark, frankly. Because
yeah.
When anybody, reports like what he has done, initially about climate, I mean, America was supposed to be, half of America was supposed to be underwater by now, was it not, according to him?
Well, Neil Ferguson, I don't know if he said that one, but that was, there's a couple different people that have made similar predictions like that. Going back to 1970, whether you're talking overpopulation, resource scarcity, famines, climate change, Paul Ehrlich had made similar predictions. Neil Ferguson did it all in the virus world. And so what's happened, I have a whole chapter devoted to the corruption of science. And the gist of it is this. Science isn't, we don't follow the science. The science is created to support policies that have already
yes.
been made. In other
exactly.
words, the science is cherry-picked and designed to do that,
yeah.
yes.
You got to stop. Say that again one more time, because people need to hear this, because this is the whole truth and nothing but. Go ahead, one more time, say it.
Yeah, we don't, it's not that we have to follow the science. The science is quite literally created and manufactured to support policies already made. And that's what we found with climate. It's what we found with COVID at every turn, no matter what happened. And here's the thing. We know this is the case because any epidemia, and I'm talking about the most prestigious, honored, credentialed epidemiologists, were literally deplatformed, canceled, censored. One of them was Michael Levitt, a Nobel Prize winning, I believe he's from Stanford University, epidemiology. He was uninvited from scientific conferences because he didn't support lockdowns. This is right. how the scientific community rallied around the political message. And then two examples. California's got a bill right now telling doctors they cannot give advice or author studies or papers or promote data that's contrary to public health information. And the same is happening in Australia. In other words, they're being told by their medical associations, we don't care what the facts are, what your advice is and what any papers you author or research you conduct, if it contradicts the stated statements by Fauci et al. In public health, then it's wrong and you will be canceled,
exactly.
censored, your career at stake. This is what we're dealing with. And if there's any, I hate to call people idiots, but people, unless they realize this is what's happening, has nothing to do with the science or facts. And, well, my doctor said this. Well, maybe your doctor didn't research it enough if you're talking in the case of vaccines, or maybe your doctor's afraid for his job, or maybe your doctor hasn't looked at all the latest data and evidence. I mean, I don't. People need to really even question at this point where their own doctor, especially if they're pushing
exactly.
These mandated vaccines on them.
Mark, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other
sure.
side. More from Mark Morano after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. they carry thousands of different prescription drugs. So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Mark Morano, The Great Reset, his new book, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. Mark, some people, we needed to take that break because people were taking it, they were starting to pass out when they heard what was going on and just how manipulative science has become, that it's there to, as you say, science has been created and manufactured to support policies. And we've seen this time and time again. You and I have had this discussion, especially when it came, the climate science. Here it is. I mean, they utilize the taxpayers' money to make sure that the narrative that they want to support their policies is produced, and anything with objectivity, that will be canceled or greatly ignored, and it has no coverage. And meanwhile, the media that we expect to protect our constitutional rights and our liberties, they've checked out because they're bought and sold by these controlling interests, are they not?
They are. I mean, in the case of Bill Gates, I think he's given almost $300 million to various media. And I detail in the book interviews, softball interviews from PBS and other outlets. He literally is, these are paid infomercials. You ever wonder why Bill Gates has never asked a single challenging question ever? Have you ever seen an interview where it's never happened? It can't happen. And this is what we're dealing with. And even people like Rachel Maddow take big pharmaceutical money, that production in MSNBC. And the idea here is they are cheerleaders. And so what's happened to journalism, and I detail this, is, and I actually use some of the work of Glenn Greenwald and cite him. Mm-hmm. The gist of it is, in the old days, 60s and 70s, when the rise of the Watergate journalists, it was all about punching up. not punching down, not going after the average citizen, but going after the big institutions. So you had the questioning the Vietnam War, the Pentagon Papers, toppling Richard Nixon for abuse of power, whatever you want to say it was. All of that was about question authority, and now it's on its head as government pays, as they're beholden to actually the national security state. So many of these rely, MSNBC, CNN, The Washington Post, New York Times, are all intelligence agents basically spreading the government's message out there. And if anyone disagrees, it's labeled as false misinformation, and the media is there now to protect the large and powerful. It protects the corporations, it protects big government, it protects everyone but the little guy, and it punches down. Even comedy punches down. Saturday Night Live does skits on parents not willing to wear masks. They never do a skit making fun of Fauci or Joe Biden. I mean, that's just incredible, but they'll go after the people who don't want to buy the narrative.
Yes, the domestic terrorist. You know, and the thing is, you bring up a good point here, Mark, and that is that the way they have captured, you know, the narrative to which allows them the ability to invalidate and cancel any contrarian view. And I think it's interesting that here it is. You know, you had the hippies who early in the, you know, when we were growing up in the 70s, they said, hey, you got to question authority. Now that they're in authority, how dare you question authority, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. There's people who love, the linguist. What's his name? The intellectual left-wing Noam Chomsky, right? Now, Chomsky made his chops about the Vietnam War and talking about how essentially that, you know, this is the powers that be. We need to fight them, and they're bringing us war and corporate control and greed. And then the left essentially seizes the control of all those vestiges. They now own academia, the powers of unelected bureaucrats. Public health is all dominated by leftists. And so what is, and corporate boards cower. 40 years ago, left-wing attacked corporations as greed. Now they say nothing because every corporate board in America cowers at progressive activists on trans and critical race, climate change, you name it. So even people like Noam Chomsky are being criticized now by fellow progressives as being essentially not genuine. I mean, they were all against the man, right? Against the man in power.
Right, exactly.
Until they became in power or friends with those in power. Power or benefited, and suddenly they were no longer against the man. They were for the man and against all the people below the man, and that's where we are right now.
Right, exactly. And now we're entering into the new normal that you write about, right?
The new normal is frightening, and the gist of it is, first of all, the biggest thing, the most pressing, we face a couple pressing immediate threats. What they're trying to do is, first of all, collapse our energy, and they're very successful at that, and that's happening globally. That's been happening with the climate agenda, net zero, Green New Deal. So energy shortages, now in real time, we're watching them collapse our food supply. We're seeing what's happening in the Netherlands, largest exporter of meat in Europe, second largest exporter of food, collapsing almost 12,000 farms, all the medium, small, and mom and pop family generation owned farms. Guess who's going to replace those? It's either going to be billionaires like Bill Gates, equity asset firms, China, and they're going to toe the line. They're trying to prevent and stop high yield agriculture. This is also happening through EU rules in Poland, Albania, Australia just announced they're going after modern high yield agriculture fertilizer, which is going to cut radically food supply. And so what's going to happen is Bill Gates is already the number one landowner in America of farmland. China is also competing with him for that. So we're facing an energy shortage, a food shortage, and then what's the third? Freedom of movement. We have Governor Gavin Newsom announcing the end of gas-powered cars by 2035, 14 states following suit, the Biden administration jumping on, Europe jumping on. Australian banks now will not give loans if anyone's trying to buy a gas-powered cars due to the planetary injustice of it. And the World Bank has announced at the automaker level that they're going to stop allowing financing for the production of that. So what does this mean, the car? It's only one thing. The electric cars are a few percent of our total sales. It means they're now announcing massive car shortages. And this is going to take a page from Cuba, where they drive only old cars around. They can't buy new ones. And it's going to take a page from East Germany. Remember, the government in East Germany, back before they fell, said you can only buy one government-approved car, the Trabant. It was a crappy little car, and people would be on waiting lists for 5-7 years. That's what we're looking at here, because there's no way electric cars could ever come up the scale. And I won't even get into the environmental, lack of environmental benefits of an electric car, reliance on China, rare earth mining, etc. But for the moment, all you need to know is they can't meet it, so they're creating car shortages, which is, by the way, in line with what the World Economic Forum wants. They don't want you to own a car. The UK Transportation Secretary just announced this year that owning a car is outdated 20th century thinking. The UN actually had a decree called the Vancouver Declaration that said that owning land creates inequity and promotes concentration of wealth and therefore should be discouraged. So when they say you'll own nothing, they actually mean it. And that is a big right. tenet of the Great Reset.
Well, Mark, as you forecast early, and it's easy to look at this stuff, you know, the shortage of food, energy sector compromised, boy, I'll tell you, in terrible condition. But I'm just thinking just in terms of how many people are going to be freezing this winter, freezing to death. How many people are going to be dying from starvation, you know, this winter? And this is not about, well, this,
you know. The BBC is warning of a physical lack absence of energy in Europe. Now, here's where it's shocking. We are going back two centuries to pre-industrialized Europe. When was the last time in anyone's lifetime living where people feared the winter in the developed world? Okay, in places that don't have, you know, maybe in the Arctic, indigenous communities or something, but the idea of developed Europe now fearing winter because they don't have fuel and they're facing mass freezing death. And by the way, cold kills at least 8 to 20 times or more times than heat kills. If you look at the global statistics,
cold
is the big killer. That's important to note. But this is like turning the page back to primitivism. Why is Europe fearing winter? Because they've embraced a climate great reset agenda, which is essentially going to force more reliance on government. Because in the end, government's going to come in and say, we need to nationalize all these industries. We're going to subsidize all this. We're going to give you a guaranteed income, annual income, and you're not going to have to worry about it. There's an energy crisis. We're here to save you. Turn over your lives to government. There's a food crisis. We're here to save you. Turn over your lives to government. And there's now a transportation. You're going to have to take government-run mass transit. Do you get the picture of what's happening here in rapid fashion?
Is it also included in this is their idea that the world population is too large, that the Earth cannot sustain 8 billion people. And so if we lose 30-40% of the world's population, that serves their goal as well.
Well, you're being generous when you say only 30-40%. I interviewed a man named Hans Schulenhuber, German climate advisor, UN Climate Summit in Germany a few years back. And one of his stated writings and others that he would share is they think the carrying capacity of the Earth, in other words, the optimal amount of humans for Earth, is about 1 billion people. We currently have, I believe it's 7.8 billion at last count.
Close to 8 billion.
So you can do
right.
the math. We eliminate almost 7 billion people from our Earth is ultimately what they see as a human utopia. Al Gore goes to a Bill Gates event with Bill Gates on the stage, two white, wealthy Westerners, and Al Gore says to Bill Gates, who nods in approval, that Africa is projected to have more population than China and India combined by 2050. And this is almost exact quotes. And he said, that's why we need ubiquitous fertility management in order to stop. In other words, a white, wealthy Western politician is warning the world that there's going to be too many people of color by 2050, so we need fertility management to get them under control. Does that sound like any other ideology you remember that maybe begins with an E, i.e. eugenics almost? So this is what we're dealing with, and that's at the heart of this absolutely is population fears.
Unbelievable. So much in this book, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is an eye-opener, and it will convince you that your eyes are not lying to you, that you know the truth, but you've got to embrace and hold on to that truth if you want to remain free. The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown from Mark Morano. Mark, appreciate it. We'll link the book at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the